They sit around and talk.
And what about the bag that catches the dirt from when you use the vacuum? What would you call that?
Vacuum cleaner bag?
Okay. Say if you were having to mop the floor, something that you would keep the water and whatever solution you were using in.
The thing that I think of first is bucket. And what I'm picturing is a metal bucket too, an old metal bucket. But now what I would use is a plastic, I guess it's a foot tub sort of thing, or it's like a dish pan. I don't think we have the bucket anymore.
And these things, you might find in some homes that are designed to reduce a lot of trash into them.
I've never really seen one. I think it's called a trash compactor. Or maybe a garbage compactor.
Okay. What about a fairly large container where you put general waste, refuse?
Garbage can.
And these large things that you might see at shopping centers, you know, the trucks come around periodically with the big arms. Great big metal bags.
Garbage bin. In apartment complexes, they're often called something dumpster. But I really and truly don't know whether it's really Dempsey or Dempster. I've heard everybody that I hear says something different, so I don't really know what it is. I'm sure it's named for somebody named Dempster or Dempsey, and I hate to mispronounce the poor man's name. He's probably got a patent on it, too.
What about the name of the fellow who is in charge of funeral homes?
Undertaker.
Now, would that necessarily be the same person who, prepares the body and all that?
I don't know what goes on behind the scenes, so I'd use the same term for all of them. Mortician is a more formal term, but I would say undertaker.
Okay. And the vehicle that, say, the casket travels to the cemetery?
Hearse.
Any name for, say, a building used for interment above ground?
I suppose it's a mausoleum. And it seems to me as though I know another term, but nothing at all is coming into my mind.
Have you ever heard cigarette skull? Anything else?
Used to be called fags. I think that now implies homosexuals. They used to be called weeds, but now that implies marijuana. That's so... Since the slang terms that I used to know for cigarettes are used for other things, I guess I'll pass on that. I don't smoke myself.
What about maybe a specially designed room in a house that receives a lot of sunlight?
Well, in my house, the room that was built for that purpose is officially the sun parlor. I think you could just as well say sun porch. I think it would have to be a little bit more outdoorsy than mine is to be a porch. A porch implies that it's more closely related to the outdoors, whereas a parlor implies that it's more like an actual room of the house, maybe with just a lot of windows.
Okay. What about a room in the house where you could just relax, be very informal, watch TV, take it easy?
Well, my house, as an older house, doesn't have such a room, but in modern houses it's usually called the den.
What about a room that had a toilet sink but no bath?